great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody.
It's Championship Saturday for the Mac and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all Mac and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open 24 hours Fridays and Saturdays.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports, and we're joined by BG head coach Bob Conway as the BG girls get set here to take on the Delhi Bulldogs in the MAC Girls Championship. Coach, first off, how excited is your team to be in the championship game and have a chance to win a MAC title this year?
They're very excited. I don't know if you know, we were there last year, obviously, against Harpersville, and my seniors have been battling here to get to this game, and they're really excited and hope to play well.
Now, that has to be something that a lot of MAC coaches have talked about over the last few years, is that Harpersville has had such a good and dominant team, and you're one of the teams that has been right there, giving them a good run, and now you guys seem to be more towards the top of the league along with Delhi. Has to feel good to have a chance to get a win here and get that program their first title in a couple of years here.
Yeah, it certainly will, and you're right about Harpersville. They've been on top of the heap here for 6 or 7 years, and we're back up there with Delhi, and as I said, I hope we play well and we have a chance to maybe come away with a win.
Coach, can you talk about the time that your girls have put in the summertime? I had a chance to watch your team play in some AAU tournaments this past summer, and I was just so impressed that your whole team was able to come together. It seems like a lot of other AAU teams will have, you know, girls from a variety of schools, but you're able to take your whole team down there and play all summer long. That really has to help, I would think, this time of the year.
It certainly does. We the last 2 years, we've had two AAU teams at two different levels. I had a total of 22 BG girls playing basketball in AAU. We travel. You know, the kids are really putting in the time and effort to improve and play at the higher level. So hopefully it's going to pan out, and obviously it put us in a really good spot this year.
Now, your only loss during the regular season in MAC play was against Delhi. is your team extra fired up here to get another chance to play the Bulldogs?
Well, definitely you always want to play against the team that beat you. Delhi's very athletic. They made a big run at us, and we weren't able to come back and finish off the game. So hopefully this time we're a little more under control and composed, and we're able to stay in the ballgame with them.
Is it hard to defend a team like Delhi? It seems like they don't have one scorer who's going to put up 15 or 20. They have a bunch of girls who might put up 6, 8, or 10. What's your defensive strategy against a team that seems to spread the ball out in the scoring pretty well?
Well, you definitely have to play everybody. I think in their case, they have the same problem with us because we're kind of like a mirror image of each other. Both teams have a group of kids that can score. You need to play solid defense all the way around and make sure that you are controlling the defensive boards and then offensively get everybody involved. So,
and my last question for you, Coach, is what do you think is the biggest key to getting a victory here in the MAC championship game against Delhi?
Well, I think for us, it's keeping the senior leadership on the basketball court for the whole game and hopefully being composed. They're going to be a little overexcited, and they got to get their composure and play with some confidence.
All right. BG head coach Bob Conway, thanks for joining us. Good luck against Delhi today here in the MAC championship.
Thank you very much, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more here on WCDO Sports.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with two-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Good afternoon and welcome, everybody. Nate Lull with you here on WCDO Sports as we come to you live from Oneonta State, the alumni field house here today as we get set for the BG Girls as well as the Delhi Lady Bulldogs. As both starting lineups will be announced here. We'll have a break for the national anthem. We'll come back. We'll get you set up here for Delhi and BG in the MAC championship. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a quick break here on WCDO Sports.
New York Central Mutual Insurance of Edmonston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, New York Central Mutual has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. New York Central Mutual is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back to Dewar Arena here, campus of Oneonta State. Nate Lawwood here on WCDO Sports, and we're glad to be joined by former local basketball coach Bob Butcher. Coach, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Oh, thanks. It's a pleasure. I plan to come and watch basketball all day, so it's a pleasure to be here.
Now, Delhi and BG, the one seed, the two seed. What do you think the coaches are thinking about here as we get ready? The crowd behind us, really excited. They have to be excited as well.
Yeah, I think there's a couple keys to the game. I think the first thing is, you know, bigger court, a little bit of depth perception. You know, you go to a high school gym, you got a wall behind there. But I think the two keys for both teams are you have to rebound the ball and you have to have great transition defense. You got to eliminate those easy runouts, the easy baskets. I think we're in for a good game.
It certainly should be interesting. We've seen a lot of teams over the years here in championship games and sectionals shoot the ball poorly. We've talked to a lot of coaches about the depth perception. Is that another reason to get out in transition to try to get those easy layups anytime you can?
Absolutely. If you can pressure the ball a little bit, get some easy baskets, get some easy layups, it really helps you when you're not making some outside shots.
I want to welcome everybody into our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Chambers and O'Hara is on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs as well as daily rentals and an expert service department. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams in today's game. Let's quickly get in our Section 4 disclaimer. This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Now, Coach, I also wanted to ask you, BG, of course, they were here last year. They lost to Harpersville. They've been here three times in the last 7 years. This is relatively new territory for Delhi. We'll hear from their coach at halftime in an interview we did, but how about the experience factor? Some of these players have been here. They've dealt with the butterflies before. If you're Delhi, are you extra nervous that you have to get off to a good start or anything like that?
Well, I think if you're Delhi, you have to get off to a good start, but the other thing is they're so young, they probably don't even think about it, you know. This is a great experience for them. The other thing, too, is they're in Class C school. This is nothing but a great thing for Delhi leading into a sectional and probably a high season sectional, I would say, in Class C.
You look at both the Delhi boys and girls. We'll have the Delhi boys matchup coming up next year on CDO as they take on Sydney in the boys' MAC championship. Both those teams are going to be in the Class D sectionals. I'm assuming they'll be close to a number one seed. If not, they'll be right there at number two because they play those C schools all year. Sectionals is going to be really fun this year, kind of seeing how that all works out.
Well, and I think that benefits Delhi playing with all those C schools all year long. It's going to be exciting for Class D.
Now, Delhi, of course, their only league loss was to Unitego by 2 points, 39-37. When these two teams, BG and Delhi, played early in the season, it was early on, BG had the lead. Delhi came back and defeated them 50-46. And that was really a game that I think BG wishes they could have back. I know you speak with head coach Bob Conway all the time. Has he mentioned anything to you about that? I know his team only losing one game in the MAC. They want that back, I'm sure.
You know, Bob doesn't talk too much about that, but I can tell you, if you're going to beat Bainbridge, you're gonna have to do it earlier in the year because Bob's going to play good half-court man defense, and they're only going to continue to get better as the year goes on.
Now, you're an AAU coach, so you see a lot of different players throughout your time. How impressive is it that, you know, we heard Bob in the pregame interview talk about he had 22 girls playing AAU, the commitment from his program to play all summer long.
But one of the things about AAU, when I coach AAU, I've got all-star teams. I've got kids from all kinds of different schools. The fact that Bainbridge plays all together, the fact that they run all the same sets in the younger and the older, is only going to do great things as they move up through the chain in high school.
Let's run you through tonight's starting lineups here. First for BG, they are the 2 seed. It's a senior, number 14, Morgan Bullis, a senior, number 15, Katie Barber, a sophomore, number 22, Rebecca Reyes, a freshman, number 25, Megan Palmateer, and a senior, number 33, Taylor Palmateer. The Bobcats, of course, are coached by head coach Bob Conway. For Delhi, on the other side, head coach Todd Bruce, you have freshman, number 2, Logan Bruce. You have senior number 11, Tiana Blake, sophomore number 12, Carly Heavey, sophomore number 13, Adelena Sackett, and a senior number 20, Elise McIntosh. So we'll get things set here to tip off. Delhi will go left to right, BG right to left. BG is in the road, navy blue uniforms with the white trim. It says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Delhi, the Bulldogs, are in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Says Lady Bulldogs in the maroon and white lettering across the front of the uniform there. The key, I think, for Delhi, talking to their head coach, Todd Bruce, they only give up about 29 points a game. A team has only scored 40-plus on them 4 times this year, and they haven't given up 50 yet. So it'll be interesting to see how their defense reacts here today to BG.
One of the things that I've noticed as a coach is the good teams at some point in the game play man defense. I wouldn't be surprised if both of these teams play man defense, rebound the ball well, and make you work hard in the half court.
We're set to tip it off here, and boy, both teams have some good support here as the Delhi fans are behind us as we're sitting here at half court at Oneonta State's Dewar Arena. And here we go, the tip-off between BG and Delhi. We're underway, and BG will win as they go right to left. Rebecca Reyes with the ball, and we'll see what Delhi comes out with here on the defense. Looks like a 2-3. Reyes at the top of the key to the near side. They continue to work the ball around. First possession of the afternoon for the Lady Bobcats. And it looks like a steal for Delhi, but taken right back. 10 on the shot clock here for Reyes, top of the key. Works one across for Morgan Bullis. Dribble drive off the glass, no good. Ball loose on the floor. Bullis comes back down with it, puts it up and in. And Morgan Bullis, her first bucket of the night, and BG leads 2-0. Delhi brings the ball up the floor, going left to right. Right into the paint, up off the glass, in, and she's fouled there for Tiana Blake. Delhi handling the pressure pretty well there to start things off.
Well, the other thing too is what I noticed about Delhi is it kind of looks like they're in a 1-3-1 zone where they really want to know where Morgan Bullis is. And looks like Coach Bruce is going to want to force Bainbridge to make some outside shots.
Looking for the three-point play here is Tiana Blake stepping to the line. Foul shot up off the mark, no good. Rebound here for the Bulldogs into the left wing corner. Back up top for McIntosh, top of the key. Delhi, as we expected, has to go against some man-to-man here for the Bobcats. Shot from the right corner, up and in. Carly Heavey with the bucket, and Delhi with their first lead, 4-2. We're 1 minute into this MAC Girls Championship game. BG the 2 seed, Delhi the 1 seed. And here is Taylor Palmateer to the right side, strips it across, off the hands of her sister Megan Palmateer, out of bounds, and back to the Delhi Bulldogs. 6:50 to go, first quarter. Delhi with a 4-2 lead here in the championship game as we get underway, and some press coming here from BG.
And it looks like Bainbridge is going to come out and play some 2-2-1. The last time down the court, they were playing full court man.
Here are the Lady Bulldogs going left to right. They get to half court. Back for McIntosh. Has to avoid the trap here right at half court. Passes to the left side. Gets the ball quickly to Carly Heavey. Heavey at the top of the key. Now a 2-3 zone, it looks like, here for BG. Delhi trying to get the ball to the high post, stripped away, but the Bulldogs get it right back with Heavey. Dribble drive down in low, up off the glass for Allison Hannigan, and it's good. Delhi leads 6-2 with 6:15 to go first quarter. Here's Rebecca Reyes, top of the key, and to the left side. What do you see from this defense here so far, Coach?
Well, they really, really are trying to pack it in. Wherever Bullis is, they want to make sure they have 2 players on her. They want to force somebody else to beat them.
Here's Megan Palmateer back out for Reyes. Dribble drive off the pump fake from three land. Gets it to Bullis into the high post. Now into the corner. Taylor Palmateer shoots off the front of the rim. No good, but somehow Bullis tracks down the rebound. And now she's fouled as she dribbled out towards the top of the key. We'll have a whistle, 5:49 to go, first quarter, Delhi 6, BG 2, Girls MAC Championship.
Well, the other thing, too, Nate, is we're 2 minutes into the game, and Morgan Bullis already has two offensive rebounds.
Somehow, she just has a nose for the ball.
Yep.
Even if it comes way off the rim, she is very good at grabbing those rebounds. Here's Reyes from underneath the basket from the left block. Gets it into Katie Barber to the far side for Taylor Palmateer for BG. 25 on the shot clock here for the Bobcats as they set it up. Bullis now out on the wing to the left side into the corner for Barber. Give and go. Back to Bullis. Shot is up and in. Morgan Bullis, a little give and go, gets it to go, and she has all of BG's 4 points so far. Delhi 6, BG 4. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Here's the Bulldogs left to right. Knocked out of bounds here by Bullis. Inbounds pass coming for the Bulldogs. And certainly seems, I don't know, Coach, if maybe those, like you said, some young players here for Delhi, the pressure just not getting to them here in the early going.
You know what? They don't even think about it. It's a great experience. They're just thinking about just going out and playing.
Bulldogs going left to right, down to the right block, back outside. Shot for Carly Heavey off the mark, no good. Rebecca Reyes, a rebound. Ball is loose on the floor, and Elise McIntosh is there to pick it up for Delhi. Dribble drive right side, off the glass and in. And Elise McIntosh, the senior, puts in her first bucket of the afternoon. Delhi leads 8-4 with 4:55 to go first quarter. BG in the navy blue going right to left. Top of the key for the sophomore, Rebecca Reyes. We know she's a good shooter from three-point land. Works it to the high post for Barber. Now for Bullis, left side. Shot off the glass, no good. Megan Palmateer, the rebound, up and in. Nice play there for Palmateer.
And again, another offensive rebound.
And here come the Bulldogs. They lead 8-6 over BG. 4.5 to go, first quarter here from Oneonta State. And now some good pressure by BG on that left wing. We'll have a jump ball. Possession will stay with Delhi off that trap. And BG's going to go to the bench here first. Abby Selfridge will come in for Katie Barber. Selfridge, a 5'6", eighth grader, but we see her get a lot of minutes here this year for head coach Bob Conway.
Yeah, and, you know, between these younger players, and I'm sure the JV team had a great run as well. I mean, this does nothing but great things for Bob coming up through the program the next few years.
Yeah, what an experience to have for some of the sophomores, freshmen, and, you know, the eighth graders as well, and Selfridge to be out here this early. And here's Delhi coming with a mass substitution to start things off. All five are going to come in.
Yeah, what's scary is you got five kids coming off, five going on. I only had seven kids on my team. I wish I had that luxury.
And Delhi does look like they have a deep bench, and head coach Todd Bruce not afraid to use it in the early going. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Delhi inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. Shot into the paint here. First shot of the night for Logan Bruce is off the mark. No good. And Bainbridge will pull down the rebound with Abby Selfridge. Ahead for Rebecca Reyes going right to left. To the left wing. Coast-to-coast move here for Reyes. Dumps one off for Bullis. Into the paint. Up off the back rim. No good. Rebound loose. Both teams fighting and scrambling for it here. We'll have a jump ball. Possession stays with BG. 4:02 to go, first quarter. Delhi 8, BG 6. Reyes will inbound underneath the basket. Left block here for the Bobcats. Gets it in for Bullis. Back to Reyes. Baseline drive off the mark. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. Again, no good. Rebound on the floor, and we'll have another jump ball. Both teams hungry for those rebounds underneath.
The other thing that I like about Bob Conway is whatever he runs to get the ball in the best player's hands. A lot of these out-of-bounds plays will probably go to Morgan Bullis.
3:53 to go, first quarter. Possession arrow this time goes back to Delhi. Delhi leads 8-6 with 3:50 to go, first quarter. Here's Logan Bruce, dribble drive, count the bucket, and she's fouled. Logan Bruce, just a freshman, puts it in for Delhi, and she'll have a chance to make it a three-point play. Delhi leads 10-6, 3:47 to go, first quarter. Coach, your thoughts on that play?
Well, I think it was close. I think it was probably a block. She didn't get her feet out in front, but I give the Delhi kids credit. You got freshmen, sophomores going right to the basket. They're not afraid of this BG team.
Here's Logan Bruce to the line, looking for the three-point play, and it's in. So Logan Bruce, 3 points on that trip, and Delhi leads BG 11-6. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Selfridge, left wing side, gets tied up. We'll have a foul here on Delhi, this one on Caitlin French.
The other thing now is if you're Coach Conway, you got to look. They're playing a half-court man now. He's got to recognize that and make sure that they run stuff to get Morgan the ball inside.
Bullis will inbounds on the left wing. Gets it into Selfridge, up top for Reyes. And Delhi has been throwing everything in the kitchen sink.
There's
at BG. Nice pass inside from Bullis to Selfridge, just off the mark. Ball out of bounds and back to Delhi, but a great cut there by Selfridge.
Yeah, and with Bob Conway, you know what you're going to get. When they play man, you're going to either see shuffle cuts or flex cuts along the baseline or along that high elbow stuff. And they're going to kill you with that, and they're going to keep coming with you with it.
Stepping into the game here for BG will be Marissa Thornton, a 5'5 senior. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter, 11-6 the score. Delhi with the ball. They'll bring it up the floor with Logan Bruce. Bruce to the left side, outside the three-point line. Steps into the left elbow, again tied up, and another jump ball possession this time back to BG. And, boy, that's been the last couple of possessions, a lot of jump balls here.
Yep. Yeah, both teams going at it.
So 3:22 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDL. I should say this afternoon, we'll be here all night for you as we're going to do all four contests here from SUCO today. Mac and Tri-Valley Games. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Here is Morgan Bullis. Dribble drive left side. She's fouled down low there by Olivia Wakin. Bullis, a nice quick first step. 3:09 to go, first quarter. That's the third team foul on Delhi. There's two on BG so far. 11-6, Delhi on top. BG gets the ball in as they go right to left. Left baseline here, Palmateer, dribble drive off the mark, no good for Taylor. Ball on the floor, rebound for Selfridge, and the Bobcats doing a nice job on the glass. We'll have another foul on Delhi here on the rebound. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, and Rebecca Reyes will inbounds again, and maybe some early foul trouble here for the Lady Bulldogs. So Logan Bruce whistled for the foul. Stepping back into the game here will be Caitlin Finch for Delhi. The Bulldogs lead 11-6. Girls MAC Championship here today from SUCO. Reyes will inbounds underneath the BG basket. Looking to get the ball into Morgan Bullis. Nice cut up off the glass, but she's fouled, misses the shot. Another foul coming here on Logan Bruce. Believe that's going to be her second.
And Morgan Bullis has a nose for the ball. You know, she's overplayed. She goes back door. She's always on the board. She's always getting to the line. She does all the little things that you need somebody, a senior leader, to do.
2:58 to go, first quarter. Here's Bullis to the line. First shot up and good. Bullis now with 5 points. That's a game high so far. Second shot coming for Bullis as Logan Bruce is going to have to sit for a couple of minutes. As she has two fouls here. Actually, she'll stay out, but she's going to have to be careful playing with those two fouls here in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Bullis. This one gets the shooter's roll up and in, and Bullis has six. So Delhi leads 11-8 with 2:55 to go, first quarter. Here's Bruce, not afraid, takes it right to the rack, and it's in. And Logan Bruce now has 5 points for Delhi, and they lead 13-8, 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Bullis running the floor for BG. Dribble drive, passes down low, up off the glass. It's good for Megan Palmateer. She has four. Delhi leads 13-10. Going to be a timeout on the floor for Delhi. 2:38 to go, first quarter. We'll step away. I'm Nate Lowe for Bob Butcher here for WCDO Sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Bob Butcher with you here this afternoon, live from SUCO. It's the Girls MAC Championship Contest. Delhi leading BG 13-10, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's been a great game so far. Delhi with the ball going left to right. Stripped away by Abby Selfridge here at BG. Ball out of bounds and will go back to the Bobcats. So a good steal there.
Well, the other thing I like about it is the fact that when Bainbridge gets back on defense, they play great half-court man defense. Bob Conway's probably one of the better defensive coaches in the league.
Adelina Sackett checks back into the game here for Delhi. BG with the ball, bringing it up the floor with Morgan Bullis right to left. Bullis will drop one back off top of the key for Marissa Thornton. Back for Bullis. Nice cut down low for Selfridge. Misses the left-handed layup. Rebound, though, somehow goes back to Morgan Bullis. Don't know how she pulled that one out of there. Loses the ball. It's on the floor. Here comes Delhi going left to right. And here is Sackett down the right wing. Dribble drive up off the glass. Can't get the roll. Ball loose again on the floor, and the Bulldogs come up with it. Back out to Logan Bruce. Kicks it across. Shot for Delhi. 20-footer off the mark there. From the outside for Tiana Blake. Rebound back to the Bobcats. 1:45 to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 13-10. A steal now by Bruce off her hands. Stays with BG.
The other thing, too, Nate, that I've noticed right away is we haven't seen anybody make an outside shot. Everything has been within 5 feet of the basket.
We talked about that in our pregame show. It's a difficult place to shoot here sometimes with the depth perception, and it seems like both teams have taken that into account, looking to get to the hole pretty quickly. 1:40 to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 13-10. Girls MAC championship game here this afternoon on WCDO. Also on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. And here's a pass to the far side. Looks like we'll have a foul on the inside, and possession will go back here to Delhi. Megan Palmateer had that ball on the outside. Looked like maybe just a little too much jostling on the inside. 1:25 to go, first quarter. Here's Delhi with the ball. Logan Bruce. Bruce passes off to the far side. Gets it back now from Caitlin Finch. Dribble drive back for Bruce. Up off the glass. No good. Pulled back down here by Rebecca Reyes. Reyes on the floor again. Tied up. We'll have a jump ball. We talked about both teams saying they love to play defense, and boy, that's certainly apparent here in the first quarter.
Yep, like I said, it comes down to rebounding the ball, getting back in transition defense. It's probably going to be a low-scoring game today.
1:09 to go, first quarter. Our coverage today, of course, brought to you by SFCU, Amerigas of Sydney, Waldron's Floor Covering of Sydney, and also Sportsfield Specialties of Delhi, some of our special sponsors here for this weekend of games. And Delhi with the ball, in for Logan Bruce. Top of the key, works it back off here for Adelaina Sackett. Back out for Bruce. Into the paint, right side at the elbow. Falls down, but gets it back outside for Sackett. Her shot is blocked away. 15 on the shot clock. Back out for Bruce. Her shot is off the mark. And Bullis, another rebound. 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 13-10. And here is Bullis working it back out to Thornton as they set up the offense. Man-to-man now for Delhi. Working it far side for Taylor Palmateer on the right wing. Now back up top of the key, Megan Palmateer, outside shot, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Bullis, that is good. Another rebound for Morgan Bullis. She has 8 of the 12 points here for BG. Delhi leads back by 1. Shot the other way for the Bulldogs, off the mark, no good. Bulldogs get it back, work it inside for Mercedes Wakin. She travels, and the ball back to Bainbridge-Guilford with 17 seconds to go, first quarter.
I got to tell you, Bainbridge is running, that flex cut that they run has been open every single time underneath the basket. If I'm Bob Conway, I continue to run that set.
And they just haven't been able to capitalize on a few of the cuts, but it certainly has been open. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Delhi leads 13-12. Bullis with the ball at half court, going right to left. To the left wing for Rebecca Reyes. Back for Bullis with 8 on the clock. Back up for Reyes. She peeks up there at the clock. Dribble drive. Can she get it off? Gets it to Bullis instead. She's goes up for the shot. It was knocked out of bounds. Clock is at 0, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Delhi leads 13-12. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Girls MAC Championship here this afternoon on WCDO.
Chase Health of New Berlin is a proud sponsor of Unadilla Valley Basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all UV athletes and cheer on the Storm this season. Chase Health, where the focus is on living and getting you back to your life as soon as possible. When you think of a short-term rehab center, think of Chase Health, where the focus is on life, your life. Chase Health, located in New Berlin and serving the community since 1972. Call them today at 847-7000 or visit online chasenursinghome.com.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here on CDO. Girls MAC Championship contest between BG and Delhi. Start of the second quarter, Delhi leads 13-12. Heck of a first quarter for Morgan Bullis as I'm joined by former local head coach Bob Butcher. 8 points, four rebounds, you said.
Yeah, like I said at the beginning, senior leadership right here, one of the toughest kids I've watched in the AAU circuit for Bainbridge. She's got a nose for the ball, and if you're Bob Conway, you want to get the ball in her hands. Good things happen.
And we're set for the second quarter here between BG and Delhi. BG going right to left. They work it into the left corner for Morgan Bullis. Tries a short shot. It was partially blocked. Ball out of bounds, and we'll go back here to Delhi. First 10 seconds or so of this second quarter. Delhi on top, 13-12. And, boy, just great atmosphere here at Succo for this first of four games we'll have this afternoon on WCDO.
Yeah, and I think Nate's going to get a little bit louder for the next game as
I think so. We'll have Delhi and Sydney in the boys' game coming up at 4 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Quick turnover here by Delhi as Adelina Sackett travels with the ball, and so the Bobcats looking for their first lead of the second quarter here as Rebecca Reyes dribbles down the floor. We haven't really seen Reyes or anybody else shoot from the outside. Megan Palmatier shot about a 20-footer at the end of the first quarter, but besides that, we haven't seen much outside.
No, not much at all, and now Todd Bruce has made an adjustment. He goes back from man to 1-3-1 zone, and Bainbridge struggled a little bit at the beginning of the game.
Turnover here on a travel by Reyes of BG. The ball back to Delhi. They're in the white and maroon. BG in the navy blue and the white. Delhi going left to right, top of the key. And now to the right corner for Logan Bruce. Works it down inside for Allison Hannigan. Turnaround shot down low. There for Tiana Blake. And somehow that one rims out. Rebound for Bullis. BG back down the floor. That was a good set there for Delhi. Just couldn't capitalize. Back for Reyes, top of the key. For Taylor Palmatier, thought about a three, thought better of it. Back to Reyes, outside shot, off the mark, no good. Bullis, another rebound, pulls it down, right back up. Too hard off the glass, again the rebound for Bullis. Misses the putback, and now the rebound on the floor to Megan Palmatier. She goes up, she's fouled. Three chances for BG on that possession.
Yeah, and Bullis is part of that every single time. She crashes the boards hard, and what can you say about her?
She just has a nose for the ball, like we've continued to say, and we've seen that all year from her, as here comes two shots from the line for Megan Palmatier. First one is up and rims out. 6:46 to go, second quarter. Delhi leads 13-12 here in the girls' MAC championship game. Katie Barber back out of the contest. Abby Selfridge steps in here for the Bobcats. Second shot coming for Palmatier. Palmatier, just a freshman, has started all year for Bob Conway, converts, and she now has 5 points on the afternoon so far. We're tied at 13, 6:40 to go, second quarter. Shot is up there for Logan Bruce for Delhi from the right wing, off the mark, no good. And Rebecca Reyes pulls down the rebound, back the other way for BG as they go right to left. Top of the key for Bullish. Tried to pass down low, intercepted though by Delhi, and back the other way with McIntosh. She crosses half court, picks up her dribble to the right side, looking for Carly Heavey. Down low, off the glass for Hannigan. Another rebound here for Morgan Bullis. And it looks like BG will take a timeout. 6:15 to go second quarter. We're tied at 13 between Delhi and BG. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to live high school championship basketball this afternoon here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6:15 to go, second quarter. We are tied at 13 between Delhi and BG. Girls MAC championship game here live on CDO from Oneonta State, Dewar Arena. BG with the ball going right to left, and we'll see what they set up on offense this time. They get it down low, off the glass. Nice pass from Taylor Palmatier to Megan Palmatier, and she finishes. BG with the lead, 15-13, 5:50 to go, second quarter. Top of the key. And here is Delhi dribbling left to right. We'll have a travel call on Carly Heavey as she tried to pass it out for Elise McIntosh.
You know what I liked about that, Nate? Delhi came out in a 2-3 zone. Bainbridge handled the pressure well. They tried to trap up top, and they had somebody left alone underneath the basket.
Here's BG with the 2-point lead. 15-13, they get the ball to the left corner. Back up top for Taylor Palmateer. High post at the foul line for Bullis. Back into the left corner and up top for Reyes. Three ball off the mark. No good. Ball out of bounds. And possession back to Delhi. And the shooting woes from the outside continue for both teams.
You know, and that's one thing that I credit Mike Brzee, the Sydney boys. You go down and you play in the arena, you get to see some of those things. So you're a little bit more prepared when you come to something like this.
5:20 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 15-13. Ball worked inside here for Delhi. They get it into the six-footer. Allison Hannigan off the glass, no good. Another rebound again here for Morgan Bullis. 5 minutes to go before the halftime break, and Bullis drops one off top of the key. Here for Rebecca Reyes. They work it around here against this Delhi defense with 4:55 to go, second quarter. Reyes, three ball off the mark, no good. Bullis, the rebound, misses the left-handed layup. Ball still loose on the floor, but we'll have a foul against Delhi, as that was Megan Palmateer doing a nice job underneath to pull down that loose change.
And the one thing that I like about Bainbridge is the fact that when they're in the 1-3-1, the two bigger girls from Delhi are in the middle and on the top, and this Megan Palmateer, freshman, is getting a lot of good rebounds underneath the basket.
4:49 to go, second quarter. Here's Palmateer to the line. First one is up and off the back rim, no good. Remains a two-point ball game, 15-13. With 4:49 to go, second quarter. Second shot coming here for Palmateer. Palmateer, just a freshman. Her sister, Taylor Palmateer, a senior. They've started all year for BG. Second shot, no good. Guess who pulls it down? Bullis, back up and good. BG gets the 2 points. Bullis has 10. BG leads 17-13. 4:35 to go, second quarter. And here are the Lady Bulldogs into the paint. Shot up, a little floater for Adelena Sack. It is good, her first 2 points of the afternoon. Back to a two-point ball game. BG 17, Delhi 15. 4:20 to go here, second quarter from Succo. And here is Taylor Palmateer. Steps in, that's a two ball off the front rim, no good. Rebound there for Hannigan of Delhi. And the outlet pass here to Elise McIntosh. McIntosh again into the paint. Now looking it back off for Hannigan. Shot is off the mark, no good. Selfridge, a rebound for BG. Outlet pass to Reyes as BG goes right to left. Down the right wing here for the Bobcats. Reversing it to the left side. Selfridge thought about a shot, pulls it back out. As BG continues to work it around on offense, they get to Selfridge down low. She's fouled. We'll have a whistle. 3:49 to go, second quarter. BG leads 17-15. And Bullis will inbounds underneath the basket at the left block. Delhi continuing to rotate players in and out, not afraid to use pretty much all of that bench here.
What I like is number 11, Abigail Selfridge, a little freshman, or eighth grader, excuse me, got a couple rebounds. She's, and the offensive defensive end, she gets back, she moves her feet on defense, fun to watch.
Here's Selfridge from the line. First shot is up, she gets the shooter's roll there. Selfridge, her first point of the afternoon. Looks like it's going to be one of those games where every point counts. So foul shooting will be critical here. 3:49 to go, second quarter. BG on top by three. This is their biggest lead so far. Second shot coming, and that one's in. So Selfridge now hits both from the line. BG leads 19-15 with 3:45 to go, second quarter. Top of the key for the Lady Bulldogs as they continue to work it around and to the far side for Caitlin Finch. Finch back up top for Sackett. Bulldogs trail by four, 3.5 to go before the half girls MAC championship game. Here's Logan Bruce. Nice cut to the hole. Misses the left-handed layup. Bullis is there for the rebound. Long outlet pass for BG. Good passing. Back for Selfridge off the glass and good. Selfridge with 4 points. Delhi wants a timeout. BG leads 21-15, 3:18 to go before the half. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
It's Championship Saturday for the Mac and Tri-Valley Leagues, featuring the best boys and girls basketball teams in both leagues. Cork and the crew at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney salute the hard work, talent, coaching, and parental support reflected in today's games. And just like these teams, Chambers and O'Hara strives to be your number one team with a great selection of vehicles, available rentals, top-notch service, and the personal touch that creates loyal customers. Good luck to all Mac and Tri-Valley Championship players, coaches, and fans. From Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, call 563-4311.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here. Nate Lowe and Bob Butcher with you on WCDO. 3:18 to go before halftime in the Girls MAC Championship game. BG on top, 21-15. BG the 2-seed, Delhi the 1-seed, meeting here in the title game this afternoon. Delhi going left to right. Dribble drive here for Adelina Sackett, and she is fouled as she goes up for the shot. 3:05 to go in this second quarter. Let's update you quickly on the foul situation. 18 fouls on Delhi. This is the third on Bainbridge-Guilford.
Yeah, I think Delhi, if they run their high-low stuff and guard penetration, this dribble drive stuff, they can have a lot of success against Bainbridge's defense.
First shot from the line is up and in. For Adelina Sackett, she now has 3 points. Just want to mention some of our other special sponsors for today's game. Marabito Energy Products, also NBT Bank, and the Egley Machine Company of Sydney. Second shot is off the mark and no good for Sackett. And Megan Palmatier, also having a big afternoon, pulls down the rebound. So 3 minutes to go before the half. BG leads 21-16 over Delhi. Here's Reyes to Taylor Palmatier, working it back across for Reyes. Down low, looking on that back door there for Megan Palmatier, this time knocked away. Delhi, loose ball on the floor. Selfridge going after it as well, and we'll have a whistle with 2:45 to go, second quarter.
Bainbridge got the right idea. They're in the 1-3-1 zone, Delhi is. While Morgan Bullis is in the middle, Megan Palmatier is open on the baseline. That's a good look. Unfortunately, it's a bad pass.
And they have found her a couple of times down there, as well as Selfridge. If BG can start to capitalize on a few more of those, it would certainly help the Bobcats. 2:40 to go before the half. And that was the foul there on Selfridge, giving the ball back to Delhi after that little scrum in the backcourt. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi with the ball going left to right. Again, working against this BG defense. Into the paint for Logan Bruce. And again, knocked away here by Bullis. Seems to be doing a little bit of everything. Ball off of Delhi and back to the Bobcats. 2:23 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 21-16. Girls MAC championship game in front of a nice crowd here this afternoon for our first game at Duer Arena. Outside for Reyes. Right side three, off the mark, no good. Rebound back down for Delhi. And Caitlin Finch gets tied up, and we're going to have a foul here against BG. That'll be their 15th foul as Sackett had a nice little double team there converging on her. She gets fouled. 2:09 to go, second quarter, second foul there on Palmatier of BG. Lady Bobcats lead 21-16.
The play I like, Nate, the play I like that Delhi's running against this man defense, that little dribble handoff to the wing, high post sets the screen, and they get into the lane every time. They just got to finish.
Here is Logan Bruce, very quick ball handler here for Delhi, passes to the left side. Gets one back off for Olivia Wakin into the right corner. Stepping into it, here's Bruce. Shot no good. Ball out of bounds. Back to Delhi. Excuse me, no, back to BG. 1:51 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 21-16. 1:50 to go before the half. Make sure to stay tuned for our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And here are the Bobcats. They'll reverse it to the far side, looking for Reyes. Down for Bullis in the paint. Shot partially blocked. Marissa Thornton, the rebound, up and in. So Thornton, just coming in off the bench, scores her first 2 points of the afternoon, and BG leads 23-16. Delhi with the ball back for Sackett. Top of the key here for Caitlin Finch. Finch to the left side, now for Logan Bruce, closely guarded by Rebecca Reyes. Again, Delhi working it around the perimeter here with these little handoff passes. Back for Bruce, right corner, jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound for Taylor Palmatier of BG. And an outlet pass ahead for Reyes as we come up on a minute to go, second quarter. BG with the lead, 23-16. Far side, Reyes throws that ball away. A little miscommunication there with Marissa Thornton. Delhi with the ball. This could be a big possession to get some points right before the half.
Yeah, the other thing is, I mean, I think Delhi's playing pretty good defense. They're just giving up some easy shots and not rebounding, and Bamer just taking advantage of that.
1 minute to go, second quarter. Delhi only gives up about 29 points per game. BG doing a nice job with 23 so far here in the first half, and now a steal. Back the other way, down the right wing, Rebecca Reyes, crossover all the way to the hole, just short off the glass. Rebound, though, for Megan Palmatier. She can't connect, and Delhi pulls down the loose change. 40 seconds to go. And now Bullis is going to track down a loose ball, steal it away. Here come the Bobcats. Bullis is fouled as she tries to bring it out of the backcourt.
That's the play we're talking about. She goes down to the other end, misses a rebound, comes down, creates a steal at this end, and then gets the, I mean, she's all over the floor.
38 seconds to go here in this second quarter, and that's going to be the team's ninth foul. And so Bullis is going to go to the line for some foul shots here for BG. And Bullis has had a heck of a first half, 10 points here to lead BG. She's been all over the place in terms of steals, good passes, and on the boards, too.
The other plus, too, Nate, is the fact she has no fouls.
Couldn't ask for much more, but again, this is, like we talked about in the pregame, having some senior leadership, people who have been here before, has to help the Bobcats. First shot coming for Bullis, off the mark, no good. Couldn't get the rebound this time, and so here's Delhi with 35 seconds to go before the half. They trail 23-16. Top of the key. Bounce pass into the right wing corner. Here for Finch. Caitlin Finch drives to the hole. Thornton got a piece of it, knocked away, and it will be a foul on Thornton. I thought maybe they were going to go with the jump there. And so Caitlin Finch, the freshman, will go to the line. But you look down this roster, we talked about this as well. You see three freshmen, four sophomores. Future looks bright here for Delhi.
Well, the other thing is, a couple years ago, they really struggled. You know, you wonder where the program is going. Todd turned a lot of good things around here at Delhi.
So Finch to the line. These are some big foul shots here for Delhi near the close of the first half. First one is good, much to the delight of the Delhi fans. That cuts it to 23-17. BG on top here in the Girls MAC Championship Contest. Live from SUNY Oneonta here today on WCDO. Second shot coming here for Caitlin Finch. Not afraid to take her time and do it right. From the line, and she gets both. And so that makes it 23-18, 20 seconds to go. BG, let's see if they hold it for one last shot.
And no, Bob Conway is going to get one shot in.
They work it into the corner now, back up top for Reyes as BG goes right to left. Reyes, top of the key, dribble drive back for Taylor Palmatier. 7 on the clock. Palmatier in the corner, tries to get it to Bullis, broken up. Delhi with the steal, but time will run out. That's going to do it for the first half. BG leads 23-18 at the half. Bob, quickly, your thoughts on the first two quarters here at SUCO.
Well, first of all, Bainbridge, Morgan Bullis. I mean, she's doing everything for Bainbridge. I think Delhi, the only thing they have to do is they have to box out and rebound. I don't know how many possessions Bainbridge has come down, and they've gotten two or three cracks on a possession, and they've ended up scoring. You take away some of those, and it's a tie game.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll run you through the stats quickly, and then we will hear from Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. So we'll take a break. We're here at halftime of the Girls MAC Championship Contest. It's BG leading Delhi 23-18. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to Championship Basketball this afternoon here on CDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
You are
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It's halftime here, folks, of the Girls MAC Championship game. At the half, BG leads Delhi 23-18. Time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them today, 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Nate Lowell and Bob Butcher with you here on CDO. Just wanted to quickly give you the scoring summary from the first half. First for BG, the 8th grader, Abby Selfridge, with 4 points. Marissa Thornton with 2. Morgan Bullis with a game-high 10. And Megan Palmatier with 7 for the Lady Bobcats. On the other side, a little more even here for the Bulldogs of Delhi. 5 for Logan Bruce, 2 here for Caitlin Finch, 2 for Tiana Blake, 2 for Carly Heavey, 3 for Adelena Sackett, 2 for Elise McIntosh, and 2 for Allison Hannigan. So just like head coach Todd Bruce said, they'll get scoring from a variety of girls, and we see them sub in 4 or 5 at a time. So certainly interesting. Thoughts on the second half coming up, maybe what you say to your team at the halftime break.
Well, I think the biggest thing is we talked about at the beginning. Todd Bruce, you got to say, guys, we have to rebound the ball. We have to box out, limit them to one possession for each trip down the floor. I think that's what's hurting them. The other thing is I like their high-low stuff with the two big girls. I think every time they get the ball in the middle of the floor, they've been able to have the defense collapse and they get something down to the block or a good outside shot.
BG, we've talked about it all throughout the first half, but Morgan Bullis, what an outstanding first half to help her team get this little cushion of 5 points at the halftime break for BG.
Yeah, I told you at the beginning, I think Morgan Bullis is the best player that Bainbridge has, but I'm really impressed with Megan Palmatier. Here's the little freshman. Delhi's playing that 1-3-1 zone. If they continue to do that, I think Morgan's going to have a big second half down in the block.
Well, the halftime score, BG leading 23-18. We'll take a break. We'll step away. When we come back, we'll hear from Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. Of course, we heard from Bob Conway in our pregame show from BG. Now we'll hear from the other side and Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. So again, the halftime score, BG leading Delhi 23-18. The Girls MAC Championship Contest here from Suco. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Now is the perfect time to stop by Volkswagen Odeonda to check out the area's best selection of new and pre-owned VWs. Located on Route 23 Southside, VW Odeonda offers you the best in sales and service. General Manager Dave Smith and his staff invite you to stop by today or visit them online at VWOdeonda.com. Jetta, Passat, Tiguan, Beetle, CC, VW Odeonda has them all. Fantastic lease rates are available right now, too. VW Odeonda is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Nate Lowe with you here for WCDO Sports as we have the Girls MAC Championship Contest between BG and Delhi here on WCDO. We're joined by Delhi head coach Todd Bruce. Coach, can you talk about this Delhi program and the success that you've had this year? I've talked to a lot of people that said, I don't know what happened. I didn't see Delhi coming, and all of a sudden you guys have this great season. And is it something that you have seen coming and you've helped to build it up?
Yeah, we're quite a young team. We thought going in that we may surprise some people this year and push for the league championship. I don't think a lot of the other teams had thought that, but we have a lot of young talent on our team as well as some older leadership that really seemed to mesh well this year together. We thought it might happen on down the road within the next couple of years, and surprisingly enough, the girls have just worked extremely hard and really come together as a family.
Coach, you're matching up with BG, a team who, just like your squad, works hard all year round, plays AAU. And they're a team that's been right there with some upperclassmen that has, been battling with Harpersville over the last few years. What do you think your team needs to do, some keys here, to have a chance at defeating BG this weekend?
Well, we do know that, going into the season, probably every coach in the MAC thought BG was the heavy favorite to win the MAC title. We were lucky enough back in December to come from behind and beat them in a real close game. They do have a little more experience in this type of game where they've been there before with some of their seniors. We feel that our success lies mostly within our defense. We are not a high-scoring team. We average right around 48, 49 points a game, but our opponent's points per game this year is right around 29. So we play defense first and hopefully generate some of our offense from that.
Coach, I said the same thing to Warren Kelly, the Delhi boys coach. In speaking with some other coaches for interviews and at games and such, they said, for both the boys and the girls at Delhi, you just don't know where the scoring is going to come from on a certain night. There's not that one player you can key on that's going to put in 15 or 20. How has that helped your team's success this year? Is you have a lot of girls who could chip in 4, 6, 8 points, maybe 10, and kind of go from there.
Yeah, we kind of take the it takes a community to succeed type of approach. You know, our highest scorer this year is an 8 points per game, and we have a few sixes, and then it's fours and threes. And, you know, when you look up at the end of the night, this team really buys in the fact that it's about the team. It's not about the individual. And I think it's a little tougher for other teams because they can't key on one player. You know, a different player may take a different shot every time down the court, and then we don't see box of ones and triangle and twos and any of those junk defenses just because the way we run our offense and our team concept is just that. It is a team.
Coach, your daughter Logan is on your team, just a freshman. How's that experience been to have, you know, coaching your daughter and being at practice and games with her every day?
That's always a tough thing. You know, people ask me that question all the time. We've developed a pretty good relationship, and that time, I'm not going to lie, it is a little bit tough because sometimes you are a little harder on your own kid, but I think people see that she's a real good ball player, and she works hard, and we try to just respect each other. And if there's some glitches, there's things that we have to work out, we do that. But all in all, you know, I have three young freshmen on my team that work very, very hard, and I'm proud of the way they stepped up to the table this year.
Delhi head coach Todd Bruce joining us here on WCDO. And, Coach, I know I'm looking ahead here past the championship game, but another question I keep hearing is, boy, aren't sectionals going to be fun this year? There's some great teams in Class D, and hear a lot of chatter about Delhi, and, of course, your rival right down the road, I guess you could say, South Courtright. Are you and your team excited for sectional play as well?
We're very excited. You know, there's a buzz around the Delhi community now surrounding the basketball, which, you know, in the past hasn't really been there. And with the success, a lot of people are talking South Courtright, but we really haven't looked down that road yet because there are a lot of teams, one sectional start, that could knock you off. And if you look past those teams, then that's when you get picked off. We always use the philosophy, happy to be here but not satisfied, and we just go to work.
Delhi head coach Todd Bruce, thanks for joining us. Good luck in the MAC championship against BG. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back here on WCDO Sports.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Start of the second half here from SUNY Oneonta. Girls MAC Championship Contest. BG leads 23-18 as we get set for the second half here. Delhi with the ball. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.
And also online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Delhi going right to left. They have the ball here on the far side with Sackett. Dribble drive shot, knocked away. And BG comes down with, guess who, Morgan Bullis.
Yeah, the biggest thing, Nate, when we were on the break is the fact that Megan Palmateer picked up her third foul. She's on the bench.
So Megan Palmateer on the bench. Selfridge now just the eighth grader back in, as well as Marissa Thornton for BG. They'll have to play some big minutes off the bench here for the Bobcats. BG with the ball going left to right there in the navy blue and the white. Delhi in the white with the maroon trim. So here's Rebecca Reyes, top of the key, works it across to the left side in front of the BG bench here for Taylor Palmateer. Now for Selfridge. Nice cut up off the glass and in. And that one was run to perfection there all the way to Selfridge for the finish.
Yeah, they run that little screener to perfection. Better than anybody I've seen in a long time in girls basketball.
6:45 to go here, third quarter. Delhi with the ball down the floor. They're tied up. And we'll have a jump ball here. Possession will go back to BG. So that was Sackett who got tied up down low. And the ball right back here to the Bobcats. So a strong start to the second half here for the Lady Bobcats. 6:40 to go, third quarter. BG leads Delhi 25-18. Top of the key for Reyes. Oh, she thought about a three. Instead passes far side for Taylor Palmateer. Bob Conway shouting out instructions on that BG bench on that far left wing side. Here's Reyes working some clock. Shot clock is down to 10. And now coming up on 5, here's Bullis. She's going to pull up for a 3. This one short off the rim. No good. Bullis, her own rebound, misses the second shot. Comes down with it again. Ball loose on the floor, though. Rolls out of bounds and somehow goes back to Delhi.
And I said it right before the break, Nate. You know, Delhi has to box out. Morgan Bullis just got 2 offensive rebounds. Delhi's lucky that they didn't score right there.
6:09 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 25-18. And here's Logan Bruce bringing the ball down the floor here for the Lady Bulldogs, looking to set it up for Delhi as they try to find some rhythm on offense. Get it to the top of the key. Now to the foul line for Olivia Wakin. She goes into the right block area, and she lost the ball. Morgan Bullis came down with it. We'll have a whistle with 5:51 to go here, third quarter. Boy, Olivia Wakin went hard to the hole and fell pretty hard there for the Bulldogs. So 5:51 to go here, third quarter. We will keep it right here on CDL. BG leading 25-18. It certainly looks like Delhi a little frustrated. They're taking the ball to the hole but not getting the calls that they think they should get here. That's always a tough thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that worked for them in the first half is get the ball into the high post. You get the ball in the high post, they can either go to the basket or they look high-low. They've got 2 girls that are bigger than Morgan Bullis. When they're on the floor at the same time, they're tough to defend.
Bob, this is something I've noticed this year, and from a coach's perspective, it'd be interesting to see what you think. It seems like a lot of kids today like to take the ball to the hole and just hope for the contact and get the foul, and if you have a night where that's not working, sometimes that can be frustrating for them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of teams go to that dribble-drive type concept stuff. It's very hard to defend that. And when you look at Delhi out there, I mean, they've got some young quick guard, and I would just keep doing it. But, you know, you don't have to get all the way to the basket. You know, pull up and work on a 5-foot jump shot.
So 5:51 to go here, third quarter. BG leads 25-18. And Delhi now is going to bring a little full-court press. BG gets the ball into Abby Selfridge, ahead back to Morgan Bullis. They easily break free. Bullis into the front court, but then stripped of the ball, but somehow just managed to tap it back to Selfridge. Here's Reyes, steps in, deep three for Reyes is good. First three from either team here this afternoon. First points for Reyes. And BG now with a 10-point lead, 28-18. Delhi back the other way, throwing the ball away. 5:29 to go, third quarter. BG with the ball and a 10-point lead. Just some special sponsors here to mention here this afternoon. The Misty Ridge Cat Lodge of Lawrence, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Jeff Howe's Building Supplies of Sydney Center, all special sponsors for Championship Saturday here today. BG getting the ball into the paint for Megan Palmateer. Second shot is up off the rim, no good. Delhi with the rebound, but Logan Bruce stepped on the line out of bounds. And the frustrations continue here, Bob, in the early part of the third quarter for the Lady Bulldogs.
Yeah, they've just got to settle down. They're only down by 10 points. You know, they get a couple baskets, they get a couple stops, they're going to be right back in the game.
5:12 to go, third quarter. BG on top, 28-18. They get the ball in to Morgan Bullis and back off to Reyes. Reyes is getting swarmed on pretty good over there by the Delhi defense. Gets it back off for Bullis. Gets her way to the hole. Just misses the layup. Hits her own rebound. Again, two chances again for BG, and somehow Delhi comes out of the scrum with the ball. Passing ahead now for Logan Bruce. Bruce, left side, dribbles all the way to the hoop. Is fouled, though, by Bullis, who tracked her the whole way. We'll have a whistle. 4:48 to go in the third. BG on top, 28-18. Girls MAC championship game here today on CDO. As Logan Bruce will head to the line.
One thing I was going to say, Nate, is they've got number 25, Megan Palmateer, back in the game. You know, they got to make sure they keep her out of foul trouble.
Palmateer with three fouls.
Yeah, this is a big sequence right here. They have to keep her out of foul trouble.
So just the freshman, Logan Bruce, to the line. First shot is up and in for Bruce. She has a team-high 6 points with 4:48 to go here in the third. It's a 9-point lead for BG, 28-19. Second shot coming here for Logan Bruce. Bruce's second shot is pure. She's got 7. A cool and calm, collected customer there at the line, Logan Bruce. So it's BG 28, Delhi 20. 4:40 to go here, third quarter. Back out for Reyes. Three ball is off the mark this time. Ball loose on the floor. Tipped out of bounds by BG. And Delhi will have the ball, and Logan Bruce will throw it in here for the Bulldogs with 4:36 to go in the third.
What I like the fact now with Bainbridge is now the number 22, Rebecca Reyes, is looking to shoot the ball. Somebody else besides Bullis and Palmateer are looking to score.
So here's Delhi going right to left in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. A three ball from the outside off the mark for Caitlin Finch. A rebound for Abby Selfridge, just an eighth grader, is having a heck of a ball game. She's got 6 points and has played some big minutes. And here is Morgan Bullis to the left side. BG going left to right. Down low for Reyes. She's fouled on the left block. Ball will come out of bounds at the left block here for BG. 4:11 to go here, third quarter. BG on top, 28-20. And Reyes will have the ball underneath the basket. That's the third foul there on Logan Bruce of Delhi, so another thing to keep an eye on. As a nice inbounds pass here from Reyes to Bullis, who's wide open. She has 12 as she finishes there, and BG ahead 30-20. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Delhi working the ball inside for Tiana Blake off her fingertips. And again, the ball right back here to the Bobcats.
Yeah, great inbounds play. You know, Bob Conway runs the same stuff, all fundamental, screen the screener, little back screen, wide open for a layup for Morgan Bullis.
So 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. More substitutions here for Delhi. They trail by 10. BG gets the ball. They loft it right up over the press and get it ahead to Rebecca Reyes. So the pressure that Delhi is bringing, BG handling it very well. Here's Reyes to the left elbow, and now a double dribble here against Reyes of BG. 3:50 to go, third quarter, and BG leading 30-20. Seems like Delhi is in a bit of a rush offensively at the moment.
Yeah, and I was thinking the same thing. Just take care of the ball. Settle down. You know, you get a couple stops, you got to rebound the ball, you're going to be right back in the game. I wouldn't be surprised if Delhi makes a little 4-6-point run right here.
And here is Bruce passing to the far side, but intercepted there by Marissa Thornton. Gets the ball back to Taylor Palmateer, and again, BG puts on the brakes, takes a deep breath, brings it up the floor here with Rebecca Reyes. Reyes to the top of the key, Logan Bruce guarding her. And now for Bullis at the left key. Now back off for Selfridge. Her jumper gets the shooter's roll and in. She's got it. She's got 8. BG, their biggest lead of the afternoon. They lead 32-20. With 3:15 to go, third quarter. Shot is up here for Delhi. Off the mark, no good. Knocked out of bounds. Possession will stay with the Lady Bulldogs.
And Nate, one of the adjustments that Bob Conway made at halftime, we talked about earlier, is Delhi is getting a lot of baskets going to the basket. Bainbridge is now in position to stop those easy shots to the basket.
3:10 to go here, third quarter. Delhi has the ball. So they go right to left. They have it at the top of the key with 3:05 to go, third quarter. And into the left corner now for Caitlin Finch. Finch steps in, shot off the mark, no good. Bullis is there with the rebound, and she has been the MVP for BG so far this afternoon, that's for sure. Rebecca Reyes outside the three-point line here for the Bobcats. And now for Bullis, left corner, looking for some cutters, but passes back up to Reyes with 15 to go on the shot clock. 2:40 to go on the game clock, third quarter. BG leads 32-20. And a foul up top on Delhi at Elena Sackett with the reach-in foul.
And I think we're at a time now where Delhi's really got to start scoring some points. Cause, you know, Bob Conway is a master at working the clock. He's got a 12-point lead right here.
Last time BG won the championship of the MAC was 2006-2007. That season, that was kind of the start of the Harpersville years, I guess you could say, in the MAC. Mm-hmm. So they are looking for their first title since then. They were here last year, lost to Harpersville, so this team has some experience. As Taylor Palmateer throws up a three, right side, off the mark, no good. Megan Palmateer, the rebound, blocked away nicely there inside by Allison Hannigan. Hannigan to the far side now for Adelina Sackett for Delhi. Left-handed layup, off the mark, no good. Rebound here for BG, but stolen right back by Delhi. We'll have a foul here on Rebecca Reyes with 2:10 to go in the third. BG leads 32-20. I just want to quickly make a note here that the Sydney Fire Department having some cancellations tonight. They will have no bingo at the Sydney Fire Department. And be careful if you're driving in here to Suco today as well. Road's a little slippery out there. We're expecting some snow this afternoon. So be careful out there, folks, and stay tuned for any cancellations we'll have for you here on CDL. We'll do our best to keep you updated. 2:10 to go, third quarter. BG on top by 12, 32-20. And they've just slowly worked up this lead, especially in this early part of the third quarter. So Delhi working the ball in. They go right to left. Top of the key with Carly Heavey. Heavey setting up the offense here for the Lady Bulldogs. Chance of defense from the BG student section. They get the ball into the high post. Now back out for McIntosh. Dribble drive. Throws up the shot. Went in. Is waved off. Looks like she will go to the line. Nope, it'll be underneath. Thought maybe they got her shooting. 1:55 to go here in the third, but exactly what Delhi would need to do, get in the paint, get some more of those shots.
Well, the other thing, too, is they've got a mismatch because they have their two bigger, taller girls in the game, and you know, if they look for that, I think they could get some easy baskets out of that.
So Delhi will inbound the ball through the hands, though, of Sackett down low, and now BG will pick up the loose change, bring it back the other way. Down the right wing here for Marissa Thornton. Thornton passes to the far side. It's BG slowly taking some time off the clock here. 15 on the shot clock, 1:35 to go third quarter. BG on top by 12, 32-20. And here is Reyes, 5 on the shot clock, out for Bullish. She's going to have to hurry. Gets into the paint. Can she throw one up? Tries a pass instead. And that will be a shot clock violation here against BG with 1:21 to go in the third possession. Back to Delhi.
Yeah. The other thing, too, Delhi is starting to pressure the ball a little bit. What I like about Morgan Bullis is she's in the right place all the time, right in the middle of the floor as a safety outlet for whatever they see against Delhi.
So the third quarter starting to wind down here, 1:21 to go in this third quarter. Just want to mention some of our other special sponsors for this championship Saturday, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney, Neighbors Insurance with locations in Sydney and Oneonta, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. 1:15 to go here, third quarter. Delhi with the ball going right to left. They'll work it for McIntosh in front of the Delhi bench, far side, dribble drive. They get it inside on the roll, on the low right block. Turnaround shot is no good for the Bulldogs. Here comes BG. Bobcats slowing it down again as we're under a minute to go in the third quarter. Reyes to the far side for Taylor Palmateer. Palmateer looking for some options, and again back up top for Reyes as BG just doing an excellent job of rotating the ball, working the clock. Now for Palmateer, left wing corner from the baseline. Shot no good. Delhi picks up a rebound. Outlet pass ahead. They'll look to run with Carly Heavey. Heavey with 35 seconds on the clock here, and now a foul against BG. Looks like maybe they'll get Morgan Bullis here on a reach-in. With 34 seconds to go, third quarter, BG leads 32-20.
Yeah, and I think if you're Delhi right here, you've got to be patient and score. You know, three or four trips down the floor, you get the ball on the block, you miss the layup, you know, things like that. Just settle down, you know, score right here, and then go into the second half only down by 9-10 points.
34 seconds left here in this third quarter. This would be big for Delhi if they could get some points on this possession. They've only scored 2 points so far here in the third quarter. Outside shot for the Bulldogs from three-point land, no good. McIntosh, a rebound, up and in. Elise McIntosh puts it in. She's got 4 points. It's 32-22. Let's see if that sparks the Lady Bulldogs. And here's Reyes crossing half court. 15 seconds left. BG will play for the last shot of the quarter. Here's Thornton back up for Reyes. Just a little give and go back for Thornton. Now for Selfridge. Avoids the trap. Back out for Reyes. Three ball for BG. Off the front rim. No good. Ball is loose. Katie Barber gets the shot off. It won't go. And that'll do it for the third quarter. BG leads 32-22. Girls MAC Championship contest here. We'll take a quick break. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lowell. You're listening to Championship Saturday Basketball here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here live from SUNY Oneonta. Girls MAC championship ball game. 32-22 BG leads the Lady Bulldogs of Delhi heading into the final and fourth quarter. We're going to have three other contests after this. Bob and I will be here for the boys MAC championship. Sydney taking on Delhi. Boy, that's going to be a real treat coming up.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I don't know much about Delhi, but I saw the young gentleman that walked out first team.
Yes.
And I don't see a lot of kids in high school that big, and I've heard a lot of good things about him and the way he plays around the basket.
Matt Ennis is certainly a lot to handle for anybody. We saw him a couple of weeks ago. Unitingo had Delhi on the ropes. They had him by 6 or 8 in the fourth quarter, and that young man just took over the ball game. Had a lot of three-point plays towards the end where he'd get fouled, and really just hard to stop somebody that large here, you know, in Class C, Class D basketball. So I think he had 18 that night and did a really nice job in leading his team back against Unitigo. So here we go. Start of the fourth quarter. BG leads 32-22 Girls MAC Championship Contest here from Suco on WCDO. And Delhi has the ball to start the fourth quarter. They work it down to the low right block. Ball is on the floor, out of bounds, and back to BG. And the frustrations continue for Delhi on the offensive end of the floor.
Well, and it's going to get more frustrating, too, because the way Bob Conway handles the ball, I wouldn't be surprised if he uses 20 seconds on each trip down the floor if he doesn't have a layup. So Delhi is going to have to do something else to start getting in the game, whether it's pressure or something, to create some easier baskets, because they can't make a shot from the outside.
They've continued to go with this press. Why hasn't it really worked for them so far?
Well, I like the fact is Morgan Bullis runs right down the middle and they get the ball back in her hand, and there it is.
Crosses half court right away. It's an easy press break for them. Bullis, though, loses the ball, and Delhi back the other way. So some good defense there by Logan Bruce and the Lady Bulldogs. Into the right corner. Stopping and popping for three. That would help, and that's a big one right there for Delhi. A huge bucket. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Three-point shot, and back the other way. Here comes BG. Down low, knocked away, and a steal by Logan Bruce. Loses the ball out of bounds. And possession, it looks like, will go right back to BG. So that was a three-pointer there by Caitlin Finch. So she has 5 points, and now we'll have a timeout. 7:07 to go, fourth quarter. We're going to step away quickly. BG 32-24 over Delhi here in the Girls MAC Championship on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes, and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service.
At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, Service and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back, folks, that last shot was just a two-pointer for Delhi and Caitlin Finch, so it's 32-24, and BG has the ball on the inbounds. They'll get it to Rebecca Reyes. Reyes at the top of the key here for the Bobcats. Dribble drive, nice move, and a bounce pass into the corner here. Now Selfridge steps in, 15-footer, off the mark, no good. Both teams wrestling for the rebound. Delhi comes away, but they'll step on the line. That was Olivia Wakin hustling for that rebound, just couldn't get there. Possession stays here with BG.
Yeah, and I think if you're BG, you're up by 8, you've been up 10, 12 points. At this point, you want to make sure you get a real good shot. Use the shot clock.
BG on top, 32-24. 6:41 to go, fourth quarter. They get the ball right into Bullis. Goes up off the glass and gets it to go. Bullis has 14. And as Bullis goes, it seems that the Bobcats go as they lead 34-24. And now a steal back the other way for the Bobcats as Delhi was bringing it into their own offensive end of the floor. And we'll see if Bob Conway can master this clock as it continues to tick down here. Head coach for BG, with 6:15 to go here, fourth quarter, and a 10-point lead for his Lady Bobcats. Here's Palmateer, just the freshman, Megan Palmateer. Across for the eighth grader, Abby Selfridge. Jumper from the elbow, left side, no good. Big rebound there for Delhi and Allison Hannigan. Hannigan with the outlet pass for Caitlin Finch. Works it inside, up off the glass there for Olivia Wakin. Can't get the bucket to go, but she's fouled.
But I think this is the first time I think Wakin's been into the second half, hasn't she, because she was hurt?
Yeah, she was on the bench for a majority of that third quarter, it looked like, and she's one of the players who's part of that three freshman group here for head coach Todd Bruce. So Wakin to the line. First shot coming here for the Lady Bulldogs. And this one is up and just off the mark. Just wanted to quickly mention that Delhi today is playing without sophomore, 5'9 sophomore number 23, Kayla Spangenberg. She got hurt in that game against Green that Delhi won at home to get here to the championship game. And girls really wanted to say that they're playing for her here today, trying to pick up the win for Spangenberg. Second shot is off the mark for Delhi from the line. And so BG back the other way, going left to right here. Turnaround shot for Megan Palmateer. No good. Some good defense here for the Bulldogs. They'll outlet pass, but it's stolen right back by Morgan Bullis. Bullis to the line, and she's fouled. We'll have a whistle. Boy, it's become a physical game here in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's a tough play, too. When you look in the scorebook, Morgan Bullis has three fouls now. She hasn't come out of the game at all. Boy, if she picked up that fourth foul, that would have really hurt BG.
5:39 to go, fourth quarter. BG will take a timeout, so will we. The BG Lady Bobcats lead Delhi 34-24. Fourth quarter here in the Girls MAC Championship Contest. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5:39 to go, fourth quarter. Girls MAC Championship Contest here from SUCO. BG leads Delhi 34-24. BG has the ball underneath their own basket. They'll work it into Abby Selfridge. Just an eighth grader. Back up top for Taylor Palmateer, who hands one off for Rebecca Reyes. And BG content to work it around here, but now they'll pull up for a three. Reyes, this one just nicks the front of the rim off the mark, but Selfridge comes down with the rebound, but then stripped away here by the Lady Bulldogs. Looking to get out and run. Ball is loose on the floor, though. Everybody diving for it, and BG comes away. 5:15 to go, fourth quarter. Now we'll have a whistle. Delhi player down on the floor. And, boy, we've talked about it. It's been a physical afternoon, but that was just, from my perspective, two girls getting on the floor for the ball. We'll hope she's okay.
Yeah, two girls going at it, and if the girl that handled the ball gets her head up and looks up the floor, Delhi has an easy layup, and baskets are hard to come by today for Delhi, so, you know, anytime you get those easy runouts, that's a good thing.
5:13 to go, fourth quarter. We can't quite see who's down on the floor here. Head coach Todd Bruce and also a athletic trainer out with her. And it's been a physical ball game here today. I think a clean physical ball game. But
number three again.
Yep, Olivia Wakin, it looks like. Slow to get up. Appears to be okay walking off the floor. Great to see. We wish her the best. Hopefully see her right back here in the contest, as she is one of the players that Delhi certainly needs. They're trying to come back in this fourth quarter, down by 10 against BG. 5:13 to go in the fourth. BG leads Delhi 34-24. As you said early in the game, Bob, it's been a low-scoring affair here. Baskets have been tough to come by.
Tough to come by. Number 22, Reyes, has hit a big shot. The outside shots, I'm telling you, the depth perception behind the backboard can play games with you.
And here is Morgan Bullis. Shot up off the glass. No good. Delhi comes down with the loose rebound, and they'll bring it up the floor. To the far side for McIntosh, right wing. Pulls up, stops. Three ball for Delhi off the front rim. No good there for Carly Heavey. Rebound for McIntosh. She drives to the hoop. That's off the mark. No good. Bullis, another rebound here. This on the defensive side. And BG will walk it up the floor. 4:40 to go. Fourth quarter. BG leads 34-24. And here's Reyes. Reyes at the top of the key. Picks up her dribble back to Bullis, who has just had to gut it out here, even though she looks a little tired at times. Has done a nice job staying in today so far for BG. Steal, though, for Delhi. Here's Logan Bruce all the way to the basket, and she's fouled. Can't get the bucket, but she'll head to the line. Selfridge, looks like she tried to step in and take a charge there.
Yeah, that's the thing that Delhi had success with in the beginning of the game when Bainbridge wasn't getting back on defense. Delhi's just got to make some of these shots.
So Bruce will go to the line here. She has 7 points to lead the Lady Bulldogs. And time starting to tick away here on Delhi. They trail 34-24. Some other special sponsors we have for this weekend of games: the Milford Booster Club, also Isabella's Pizza and Pasta of Lawrence, and the Smith Insurance Agency of Sydney. First shot is up and good for Logan Bruce, so she has 8. Second shot coming here for the freshman wearing number 2, daughter of head coach Todd Bruce. 34-25 now the score. Bruce continuing to try to chip away at this one here for the Lady Bulldogs. Shot is up, gets the shooter's touch on that one, and she has 9. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. BG 34, Delhi 26, and this will be a big possession for BG and for Delhi if they could get a stop. And here's Katie Barber outside the three-point line, top of the key for BG as they go left to right. Left wing here for Bullis, who has a game-high 14 for BG. Now for Selfridge, 10 on the shot clock, 4 minutes to go on the game clock. They get it to Bullis. Bullis steps in, now dribbles left baseline, tries to go up with a shot, broken up. Good defense by Delhi, and here they come back up the floor. There's McIntosh getting it ahead. Shot is up and in there for Adelina Sackett, who has 5 points. 34-28, we'll have a timeout. 3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Bob, let's keep it right here and talk about this little run that Delhi just put together.
Well, we talked about Delhi probably make a little run right here. I think one of the things that, if I'm Bob Conway, I'm saying right now is the younger kids for Bainbridge have to take care of the ball. Use some shot clock. You know, you were up by 10 points. You're rushing shots. Five, six seconds into the shot clock, you're shooting the ball. But then you're not getting back in transition defense, and you're giving Delhi an opportunity to score easy baskets. So if you're Bob Conway, you know, you're going to see some pressure. Break the pressure. Use the shot clock. Keep running your stuff, but be patient with the ball.
3:42 to go, fourth quarter. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO. Also to all our listeners online at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Now, this is turning out to be a tight ball game. Still lots of time on the clock. Delhi trying to make a little run here. 34-28 to score. BG on top. Eerily similar. Maybe BG is thinking they were ahead in that first regular season game. Delhi comes back to beat them late in the contest. Has to be something that BG wants to avoid here in the fourth quarter of the championship game.
This might be a silly thing. I was thinking about it when Reyes hit that big three. I'm like, you watch, the difference in the game is going to be that three-point shot. Because nobody's making shots. And all of a sudden, she steps up and hits a big shot. That might be the difference in the game right now.
3:42 to go, fourth quarter. BG with the ball. Again, Delhi coming with the full court man-to-man press. But again, BG lofts it right in, and they'll get it to Bullis at half court. She dribbles straight down the center of the court, all the way to the bucket, gets trapped on the baseline, pulls it back out, and BG will set up the offense.
And there's senior leadership for you right there. Didn't force a shot, just run the offense, use some clock.
Here's Bullis now for Megan Palmateer. Outside the three-point line, right side back for Selfridge. Jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound for Delhi and Allison Hannigan. Hannigan ahead for Logan Bruce, trying to go coast to coast. All the way up off the glass, can't get it to go. Rebound comes down and Bullis has it for BG. Boy, that would have been a big bucket there for Delhi. Couldn't get it to go, though. Bullis now is fouled, bringing the ball up the floor here by Caitlin Finch of Delhi. That'll stop the clock. 3:03 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 34-28.
And actually, that's not a bad foul if you're Delhi, because if the game comes down where you have to foul, you want to be able to foul and get them in a one-on-one instead of fouling three or four times.
Team foul situation at the moment, just to update you. BG with 7, Delhi with 4. BG has the ball going left to right. Here's Rebecca Reyes as we're under 3 minutes to go now, fourth quarter. Here from Succo, Girls MAC Championship. BG on top by 6 at the moment. Here's Palmateer, left side, she got it. There's the freshman, Megan Palmateer. Hits the two-pointer, she has 9. BG leads 36-28. Delhi back the other way. A quick foul, though, on BG as the Lady Bulldogs, working their way all the way to the tin there with Caitlin Finch, went up and was fouled, and Bob Conway not pleased with the Zebra Crew on the far side.
Yeah, but I got to tell you something. The one thing that I absolutely love about Bainbridge, Palmateer is a freshman, Selfridge is an eighth grader, 22 Reyes. They're on the floor now, and they're playing like seasoned veterans.
Has to be all those summer tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all the bigger teams that you play. This is where it starts to pay off a little bit.
Yeah. You got senior leadership on the floor with Bullis. Who's the other girl that's out there? The other Palmateer, I believe.
The other Palmateer, yep, and Taylor is a senior.
Three guards that are underclassmen that are doing a great job with the ball.
First shot from the line is up and good for Caitlin Finch. She has 5 points. Finch hit that big two-pointer that kind of got this run started in that right corner in front of the Delhi bench early in the fourth quarter. So now it's BG 36, Delhi 29. Second shot coming here for Finch. Finch takes her time. Shot is up, and boy, talk about the shooter's touch there. Gets it to go. So it's a 6-point ball game. 2:41 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 36-30. We'll step away quickly. You're listening to the Girls MAC Championship game here on WCDO.
Catskill Travel, now at their new location, 24 River Street in Sydney, and now with a great Hawaii group cruise, with 2-night pre-cruise stay in Honolulu, April 9th to the 18th, 2015. Visit the beautiful Hawaiian islands of Maui, Kauai, and Hawaii, staying overnight on Maui and Kauai. Inside cabins and pre-cruise tour rates start at only $17.99. Airfare from Albany additional. Catskill Travel, 24 River Street in Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:41 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you here on CDO. BG has the ball. Fourth quarter. They lead by 6, 36-30. Rebecca Reyes with the ball. Sophomore here for BG for Morgan Bullis, who has a game-high 14 over on the left wing as the Bobcats go left to right. Top of the key for Taylor Palmateer. Holding on to it, closely guarded here by the Lady Bulldogs on defense. They get it back off for Bullis, up in the paint, and good. Off the glass and in, and Morgan Bullis strikes again. She now has 16.
Yeah, the kid's got a motor. She doesn't stop.
2:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Delhi works it down low, And here is Allison Hannigan. Gets it back out for Logan Bruce. Off the glass. Couldn't quite get the layup to go. She'll head to the line. And boy, that would have been a big momentum swing for Delhi. So it's 2:02 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 38-30. Here's Logan Bruce, who has a team-high 9 points for Delhi. Again to the line here for the Lady Bulldogs.
Well, what I like about Bainbridge is the fact that when they need the ball, take care of the ball is in Bullis' hand for Taylor Palmateer against this press.
Logan Bruce steps up and hits the first shot. She now has 10. First player for Delhi to hit double figures, and I've been impressed with Bruce today as well, just a freshman and just her athletic ability to get to the hole at times. Second shot coming for Bruce is off the mark, no good, but Delhi gets the rebound. They trail 38-31. Bruce gets the ball back into the paint. Shot is good. She's got 12. It's 38-33. BG with the ball going left to right. Here's Bullis. She's fouled as she gets to half court. And we'll have a whistle. 1:51 to go in the fourth, and BG leads 38-33. Delhi just will not go away here in the fourth quarter.
And I think, especially now, if you're Bainbridge, you have to use the clock.
So BG will inbound the ball in front of the scorer's table on the far side, just about at half court. They quickly get it into Rebecca Reyes. Reyes ahead for Morgan Bullis on the left wing as BG goes left to right. 1:45 to go on the scoreboard here at Dewar Arena. Now for Bullis. Dribble drive, gets into the paint, right-handed hook off the mark. Delhi with a rebound, and Elise McIntosh pulls it down. Ahead now for Bruce. Bruce for Sackett. Into the paint. Her shot is good. Adelena Sackett with 7. There's a timeout. It's a 3-point game. 1:27 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 38-35. Let's keep it right here. Boy, what an exciting finish. Delhi has been down as many as 12 in the second half. They've cut it all the way to 3.
Well, we talked about it. Delhi had to come out with some pressure to get back in the game. Now they're going to the baskets. Now good things are happening because they're making some shots where those weren't falling in the first half. If you're Bainbridge, you just got to take care of the ball. You know, Delhi's only been settling for 1 and 2 points from the free throw line and layups. They haven't been hitting anything outside. Take care of the ball. Run your offense. Don't be afraid to use the clock right down to 5, 6, 7 seconds.
We've seen 1 3-pointer all game today. That was by Rebecca Reyes of BG. But it just goes to show how hard it is to shoot in this building. I looked up a stat yesterday. I was here for a Class D girls sectional game last year between Courtright and Franklin. Courtright was the number one seed, undefeated. They shot 15 for 61 here, and Franklin won that game 39-30. But it just goes to show a great team can come in here, and if you're just not used to it, you can really struggle. I think both these teams have had those woes here today.
Yeah, and I think Delhi, the younger kids, are playing a great game. I am really, really impressed with the underclassmen from Bainbridge. Let's see if they can keep the composure right here.
So BG will have the ball. 1:27 to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 38-35. Boys game coming up next. Delhi and Sydney for the Boys MAC Championship. And here's the press, and will they get a steal? No, BG got it in. It was tipped away, but they still have it in the backcourt. They get it out for Morgan Bullis. Bullis gets up to the timeline, puts on the brakes, and is fouled right in front of the BG bench. Looks like Carly Heavey just got a little bit of a piece of her on the wrist. So 1:18 to go, fourth quarter. BG still up by 3, 38-35.
And if you're Todd Bruce, that's not a bad foul, because the next foul puts you in the 1-1 and stops the clock for you.
And here is Reyes. To the right side, Reyes picks it up, gets it back out for Bullis. And this is who you want to have the ball if you're BG. Down to 1:05 to go in the fourth. Bullis has it poked away, gets it back though. 15 on the shot clock. Bullis dribble drive all the way to the hole here. Shot is blocked away, but they'll call a foul against Delhi. With 1 minute to go, Bullis will go to the line.
And that's a tough one. They've been calling that a jump ball all game, and all of a sudden that's a foul. I think Bainbridge got away with that one.
So Bullis, you got to give her credit for going to the hoop with the shot clock winding down, but just a tough call. Could have gone either way there. And now Bullis to the line with BG leading by 3 with 1 minute to go here in the fourth quarter. Bullis' first shot is good. Gets the roll. She has a game-high 17. So 1 minute to go, fourth quarter, and now Reyes is going to come out of the game. Marissa Thornton will come in here for BG.
Well, and I think right here you sub for defense and offense. You got Thornton in as a rebounder, and then I wouldn't be surprised 22 goes right back in.
Second shot for Bullis is in. She has 18. So So BG leads by 5 with a minute to go. Delhi has the ball. It's 40-35. Delhi's going to go for a 3 from the outside. It's no good there for Caitlin Finch. And BG gets the rebound, and then Taylor Palmateer is quickly fouled with 49 seconds to go. So BG leads 40-35. So foul shots coming up here for Bainbridge, as that'll be the 8th team foul against the Bulldogs. There's 9 against BG currently. And Palmateer will step to the line, a senior here. Bob Conway continues to shout out instructions to his girls.
And I'm sure Bob's seen both sides of the coin here. I'm sure he's won games this way, and he's also lost games this way when, you know, you get a little lackadaisical here in the last few seconds.
So 49.6 to go up on the clock here in the girls' MAC championship. BG, the 2 seed, leads 40-35 over the 1 seed, Delhi. It's been a great game here. Low scoring, but physical, back and forth. Both teams, you can tell, really want this one here this afternoon. First shot is up and in for Taylor Palmateer. That's actually her first point this afternoon. Looks like there's no pressure at all out there for her. She just put that one right in.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, seniors, she's been here before. A lot of times when they need to have senior leadership, she's got the ball in her hands, getting a big rebound on the floor.
Off the mark, and no good for Taylor Palmateer on the second shot. So here's Delhi with 40 seconds to go. McIntosh with a shot off the glass. No good. BG the rebound. Taylor Palmateer fouled again. 38 seconds to go, fourth quarter. BG leads 41-35. So Palmateer will head right back to the line. Folks, you're going to want to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up. We'll have our 3 awards brought to you by NBT Bank, NBT Mang Insurance Agency, also ACCO Brands of Sydney. So 38 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Palmateer to the line. First shot is off the mark, no good. So Delhi brings it down the floor with 35 seconds to go, but a steal by Marissa Thornton at half court. Left wing side, she goes all the way, but can't get the layup to go. Ball loose on the floor. Selfridge is there for BG. She gets it, she's fouled, and she'll head to the line. 25 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 41-35, and Abby Selfridge will go to the line.
And I don't know how many times, Nate, I look in the scoreboard, on the scorebook, Abigail Selfridge, joint eighth grader.
Unbelievable as she stands at the line here, and, you know, she's got 8 points. What a learning experience for her. First shot is up and good for Selfridge. She now has 9 and extends BG's lead to 42-35. Second shot coming here for the 8th grader, Abby Selfridge. This one is in. Selfridge now has 10 for BG as they lead 43-35. 20 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. To the top of the key now, Logan Bruce with the ball for Delhi as they desperately try to get off a shot. This one off the mark and no good here for Gillette. Rebound for Morgan Bullis as she brings it down the floor, and she's fouled with 9 seconds to go by Logan Bruce. And BG leads 43-35. And they are 9 seconds away from winning their first MAC title since the 06-07 season.
Well, we talked about it at the beginning of the game. I mean, Morgan Bullis scores a lot of points. I bet she's got close to that many rebounds. Just senior leadership, been here, keeps everybody cool under pressure, always a safety valve. The ball's in her hands. Good things happen with Morgan Bullis and the ball.
Has to be a double-double here today for Morgan Bullis. She averages 11 or 12 a game, and today she's got 18, a big championship effort here for Morgan Bullis. 9 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. Bullis, first shot, rims out, no good. Second shot coming here as BG leads 43-35, and BG has pulled all their players back at the defensive end of the floor. Second shot is good, and so Bullis has 19. And BG leads 44-35 with 9 seconds to go. BG fans on their feet here as Bullis is going to come out of the game. And Delhi will inbound the ball and go the length of the floor here, but they trail 44-35 with 9 seconds to go. So it looks like the 2 seed might win the MAC here over the 1 seed Delhi. Delhi lets the ball roll to half court. They'll get it in with Adelina Sackett. She goes up and she's fouled with 5 seconds to go, and she'll head to the line. So Adelina Sackett, the sophomore, with 7 points. She's had a nice afternoon. they'll head to the line here, and I think Delhi's a great team. I'm excited to see what they can do in Class D sectionals, just like BG in the Class C sectionals.
Well, the other thing I was thinking about, I mean, if you're Delhi, yeah, you're going to lose today, but you've got a lot of young underclassmen on the floor. I mean, the future looks bright for Delhi basketball.
Certainly does. As just a year ago, this was a team that was kind of struggling, not on the map, and they have really done well for themselves this year. Only one loss all season long, and I'm sure that the Class D sectionals will be wide open for them. As the first shot goes in here for Sackett, she has 8 points. 44-36 now the score. BG making some substitutions here. Darcy McGilligan, a senior, onto the floor here. 5 seconds to go before BG can celebrate a MAC championship. Second shot is up and good there for Sackett, so she has 9. 44-37 the score, and BG will have the ball and have to go the length of the floor with only 5 seconds to go. They lead, though, 44-37. Time will tick down here. Taylor Palmateer is going to finish it off here, and BG is your 2014-15 MAC Girls Champions. They win 44-37, led by 19 points from Morgan Bullis. What an afternoon here for BG.
Yeah, great afternoon. Great senior leadership from Taylor Palmateer, Morgan Bullis. Bainbridge is going to be a threat to be reckoned with in Class C section.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do our three awards here, and we'll get you set as well for our next contest coming up. It'll be the Boys MAC Championship. That's going to tip off around 4 o'clock between Sydney and Delhi. So the Bulldog fans can stay right here and hope to get a Boys MAC Championship. So let's take a break. Again, the final score, BG wins the Girls MAC Final, 44-37 over Delhi. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back here. Nate Lull and Bob Butcher with you here on WCDO. As again, the BG girls win the MAC championship 44-37 over Delhi here this afternoon. Let's quickly run you through the scoring summary from today's contest. First for BG, they get 10 from Abby Selfridge, just an eighth grader. 2 from Marissa Thornton, a game-high 19 from Morgan Bullis, 3 from Rebecca Reyes, 9 from Megan Palmateer, and 1 from Taylor Palmateer. So nice spread-out scoring here for Delhi. They are led by 12 from Logan Bruce, 6 from Caitlin Finch, 2 from Tiana Blake, 2 from Carly Heavey. They have 9 from Adelina Sackett, 4 from Elise McIntosh, and 2 from Allison Hannigan. Let's do our post-game awards here, brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance Agency, Acco Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Bank here for our three awards. We'll do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first. NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports and activities. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I think, Bob, no question here, Morgan Bullis is our outstanding offense award winner here tonight. Can you just comment quickly on the game that she had?
Great player, great motor. Played well on both ends of the floor. Goes hard to the basket. She got some huge offensive rebounds early in the game to get that little bit of a lead for Bainbridge, and they never looked back.
Next, let's do our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on CDO. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I'll give this award today here to Logan Bruce of Delhi. Yes, she had 12 points, but I just thought, boy, her quickness for a freshman all over the floor, got some key steals for the Lady Bulldogs, just had a nice afternoon. Head coach Todd Bruce, it's his daughter, and she has a bright future ahead of her, that's for sure.
Yeah, bright future, only a freshman in Section 4 Class D. Watch out, because she's going to be a handful to try and stop.
Yeah, that's going to be great come sectional time, that's for sure. Our ACCO Brands of Sydney All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Reminds you to attend games and cheer on these young athletes. Let's give that award to Abby Selfridge today from BG. I thought it could go to Megan Palmatier, it could go to Abby Selfridge, but for an eighth grader to step up like this, finishes with 10 points, hit some free throws down the stretch, we'll give that award here to her tonight. Again, we were both impressed with her, the eighth grader, and Palmatier, the ninth grader today.
Yeah, both of them played well. I thought Abigail Selfridge got some big rebounds down the end, wasn't afraid to go to the basket. The ball was into her hands at critical times, and she knew exactly what to do with it. She didn't panic, and that's saying a lot for an eighth grader.
Bob, I can't wait for this boys' matchup coming up. The girls' game lived up to the hype. Your expectations for this next one, Sydney and Delhi, I know you know the Sydney guys very, very well.
Well, I had the opportunity as they were freshmen. Now they're all seniors. I had a chance to coach them when I coached the boys' JV basketball team in Sydney. And I look forward to watching all of these young men play today.
It'll be the one seed Sydney, the two seed Delhi coming up. In the boys' MAC championship, we're going to take a break and we're going to play some tunes for you. We'll be back around 4 o'clock when they have tip-off. We'll have our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We'll get you all set for that one. And again, the final here in the girls' MAC championship, BG defeats Delhi 44-37. A big thank you to Joe Gardner back in the WCDO studios. For Bob Butcher, I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. More basketball coming up here on WCDO.